I'm Jackie Rodriguez. This is the Friends with Friends podcast, the one we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one at a time. And I have my friend Vanessa.
Hi, everyone. Yes, I'm Vanessa. Never watched episodes in my life, but I really liked this episode.
Oh my gosh, yes. This is the 105th episode, season 5, episode 8. This is season 5's Thanksgiving episode. This one is called The One with All Thanksgivings. It premiered November 19th, 1998 with 23.7 million viewers. Vanessa, what kind of Thanksgiving episode is this?
This is the worst Thanksgiving ever kind of episode. But the friends reflect on their past Thanksgivings.
Yes, I know. Isn't it funny? It's just them kind of reflecting. It's not really nothing new, but we do learn some new stuff and it's a whole flashback and stuff.
Yeah.
There's so many. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many storylines in this. All the flashbacks include Phoebe's wartime life where she loses an arm in two wars, Chandler's divorce news, Joey's iconic turkey head when Chandler meets the Gellers and calls Monica fat, and then a year later after calling her fat, meets Monica skinny and Monica accidentally cuts his toe off. So there's a lot of storylines in this, mm-hmm. but I like all the flashback stuff. So which one do you want to start at?
Let's start off with Phoebe because I feel like hers was very quick. Quick and random. It was super quick and random. So her whole thing was losing arms in past lives during the 1862 Civil War.
Uh-huh.
And it was a very dramatic event. And then in the end scene, she lost her arm again in World War I in 1915. Yeah, it was really random, you know, and then she kind of tells Joey like, I remember she told Joey something like, oh, like, I don't remember.
You're brand new.
Yeah. Yes. I thought that was pretty funny.
Because Joey says, I wish I could remember my past lives. And she's like, of course, you're brand new. And she like taps him on the head.
Taps him on the head. Yeah. I thought that was pretty funny. My husband actually laughed at that part. So it was pretty good. So that's pretty much Phoebe's storyline.
Yeah.
Quick and easy.
Yes. And then speaking of Joey's head, that's another storyline. Okay. So this is an iconic thing. The turkey head stuck on Joey's head is the Thanksgiving episode. And every Thanksgiving, there's a meme with Monica and Joey, you know? So it's funny that you actually get to see it. So whenever you see that image, you'll know it's from this episode.
I didn't know it was from this episode. I didn't think it would be coming so soon. I thought it was like later on in the season. Yeah. So when I saw the turkey, I got excited because I finally knew what they were talking about. Now I know about the lobster. Now I know about like we were on a break. Now I know about the turkey head. Yeah. So it's like I'm learning all these things that I never knew before.
Yeah.
I've just seen photos, but
And what's funny, so Joey first does it. And so he puts the head on the turkey on his head because he wants to scare Chandler and he gets it stuck. And so that's just Monica gets mad at that. And you see Monica with a new wig too. It was like a flowy hair before Rachel came along and she's living with Phoebe. So you see that happen. And then it comes up again as the last scene in the episode because in another flashback, which we'll discuss, Chandler gets mad at Monica. So Monica dances with the turkey head and that's the big meme too. So
yeah. So let's quickly talk about Chandler's storyline. His was learning about his parents' divorce.
So that's why he doesn't like Thanksgiving. That's why he never likes Thanksgiving. And we learned that too in this episode and that goes on to other Thanksgiving episodes, why he doesn't like Thanksgiving.
Yeah. His mom was cheating on the servant butler.
No, the dad was cheating on his mom with the pool boy. And so, and we get to see Morgan Fairchild again for a hot minute.
Morgan. That was a quick scene, but it's interesting to see, you know, Chandler's traumatized and, you know, as anybody mm-hmm. should be about this at a young age. Yeah. So he kind of has a right to be. So it's interesting. I like this episode because we see kind of the backstory as to why they are.
And then why Chandler doesn't like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But the main flashback is Monica and Chandler and Ross and Rachel and all of that. So I thought that was really good too.
Yeah.
When Chandler meets the Gellers.
Yeah, so it's interesting because just a quick note about this episode. So this is the fifth Thanksgiving mm-hmm. episode, and David Crane thought of this as a Hallmark show in each season. And so producers knew from like past recordings that audiences really liked seeing the friends as they were. So they decided to make this a flashback episode into a Thanksgiving special.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I like seeing them in flashback. So as they were, so this is the second time we're seeing fat Monica when she's not really fat, but they're saying that she's fat and that Chandler calls her fat. But you kind of see where that stems from as well as why she decided to get skinny. But let's talk about Chandler meeting the Gellers and the hair and the look. Oh my God.
Yeah. So that look is actually inspired by Miami Vice. And it was really popular at that time.
Yeah, the second look. The first look is the second look with the suits is inspired by Miami Vice. But the first look, what is that from? I think what, like the when Chandler has the horns?
I don't remember.
That was 1987 was this year. So I guess in the 80s, just 80s hair like that. I mean, Rock and Rollers had that hair. Because, you know, the 80s was like hard metal era. So I would imagine that's where that's from. But we, you know, get to see. So they introduce us why Chandler doesn't like Thanksgiving. And that's brought up in the flashback as well. The, you know, like Chandler only eats mac and cheese. And that becomes the storyline with Monica and Monica making him mac and cheese. And they want to go off on a night out. And he doesn't want to get stuck with his fat sister. He tells Ross. And I was like, rude. You know, that's shallow.
Yeah, that was horrible. I didn't realize Chandler was so shallow back in the day. I mean, he likes a certain people and I guess everybody does, but he didn't realize how his actions were affecting Monica. And it's interesting to see now how Monica in this present episode that, you know, they're dating, you know, it's interesting to see that she looked beyond that and was just kind of like, okay, you know, we're dating. I don't remember all of this, you calling me fat kind of thing.
Well, because that's the thing too, is like, you would think that for women, we're faced with these kind of like standards that we have to be a certain weight and look and all that. And it's gotten better nowadays, but still like it's an insecurity. I mean, all of us have it. And so if somebody did that to me, I will always remember them as that person. And I would not date them.
Right.
I would not date them. So it is interesting to see that Monica kind of like overlooks that moment in her life and dates him. But I guess it's enough time has passed by that it's okay. But personally, I wouldn't.
Yeah. I like the whole, like seeing the whole Gellers and all of that, like kind of seeing, you know, and even Rachel, as I mentioned in the last episode, this is kind of like where Rachel is kind of clueless, like, you know, the whole flower part of the episode, like, she's kind of like, it's just, it's funny because Rachel is she's very into herself and we see it now as we did in the last episode with Danny. She's just interesting to see, you know.
So this is the second time that we see them in this kind of flashback scene. And in the one with the prom video, she's going to prom with Chip. So then Chip is brought up in this one as well. And that's who, you know, she's talking about Monica and like the flower and all that. And he's dating Nancy Branson. But this is also, there's a time continuity that I brought up in the pilot episode that we see here. So in the pilot, when Rachel meets the friends, they introduce Chandler to her. And so this is where Chandler and Rachel meet. So she already knew Chandler in the pilot episode. So there's a continuity error.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So you're right.
A lot of people notice that. And Kevin S. Bright said, well, it was such a long time ago and they all look different. So they don't remember each other in the pilot. That was his excuse. But they should have thought of that when they were writing this.
because it is interesting because in the first, you know, episodes we see, or in the first like flashback scenes of Thanksgiving, we see Ross trying to hit on Rachel and Monica trying to hit on Chandler.
Yeah. So it's not funny. And they all end up together.
So it's just, I liked this whole scene, but, you know, I think the next scene we see with Monica is really funny too.
Yes. So let's take a break and we'll talk about the second part of the flashback when we return.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, and we're back. So the second part of the flashback, we go back to 1988, and Rachel has a new nose. Monica is skinny because she, you know, Chandler just called her fat in the previous Thanksgiving. And we see Chandler and Ross dress as Miami Vice, which that was funny.
Yeah.
They thought they were silly looking the year before. And I'm like, no, you're still silly.
I really liked this scene because you see kind of Monica still in her dorky way asking Rachel for advice.
I know. It's like, make sure everything is sexy. So she's like putting the knife and the carrots and touching
herself. That was my favorite part. So the whole thing was, like Rachel said, you know, you got to make him like want you, you know, make everything sexual. And so she just kind of like grabbed a kitchen towel and put it on like different parts of her body. And Monica, I don't know if she panicked or what her deal was, or I don't know if she got that message or didn't. But she tried making a macaroni box appealing, you know. Then she grabbed the carrots, stuck him between her fingers, kind of like X-Men. And then she got a knife and it didn't go as planned because she drops the knife, chops off Chandler's toes because he was wearing wicker shoes.
Oh my gosh, I know, it's so funny. I'm like, and because she wants to get him back for calling her fat last year, so she wants to do something more, and so that's what she does to try to like make him feel like look at me. And so I thought it was so funny. And then, and you know, like, this was never brought up before that Chandler has like a weird toe. So I thought that that was random too, because we know he has his nubbin, and then the nubbin got removed. So it was never any mention of the toe. But I like that they bring it back to present day because Chandler is upset about it, and that's the real reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that too. It just, the whole thing about it, like, make sure everything around you turns you on kind of thing. And it's just interesting because Monica caresses food, which is something that she had a problem with. And you hear Monica's dad say, well, Judy, you did it in the first episode, you hear her dad say, well, Judy, you did it. She's finally full as she walks out of the kitchen after she hears Chandler like talk about her. So it's definitely interesting, like, the whole comparison and everything that's happening here. Yes. And so it kind of goes to show, you know, that Judy and her parents don't kind of care that that Monica lost all this weight. They're still kind of unhappy with her, still kind of like whatever about her, you know. So I really liked this whole flashback scene, and I liked a lot of it. And I think too, I'm trying to remember when that part was where Monica were. Oh, I think it was in the first one where Monica and Rachel are talking in the kitchen, and Rachel says, you know, I'm tired of dating young boys. I need to date real men. You know, and Ross trying to get something, and he goes up to Rachel trying to act like a real man, and she ignores him, as she does with Danny, or as Danny's friend and everybody else, and she is kind of like, she ignores him, and then he walks off storming like a baby, like a little boy.
I know. Because he's called Jack and Judy instead of Mom and Dad's Jack and Judy.
It's funny. Yeah, I thought that was, I really liked this episode. I mean, It was interesting. And I think in the second flashback too, the Monica and the Gellers, you know, Chandler and Ross come back as bandmates. You know, Chandler is the lead singer in Ross's band.
Yeah. And it's also mentioned in the second flashback, it's also mentioned that he's dating Carol, that he started dating Carol, and that she plays on the softball and the water polo. So she plays for both teams, which we all know by now what that means.
Okay. See, that's funny because I I missed the name of the person he was dating, but I heard everything else. Mm-hmm. That's so funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So it's like these little, I love it that when they do these flashbacks, like they did it with the one with the flashback when, you know, they all meet, when the ones that, you know, I think of season three, when it all leads up to them. And then you see also, you know, in the prom episode, they all have like little tidbits of like what has happened to them in these flashbacks. So I love that the writers do that to bring us back to it. So yeah,
that's cool. And it's funny because we kind of didn't talk about, you know, Joey's Thanksgiving or no, Ross's Thanksgiving. He thinks he's having the worst Thanksgiving now because he's going through a divorce.
In
present day.
So that's his worst. Yeah.
Is it like the divorce or the eviction? Kind of thing.
Yeah, so, but for Chandler and Monica, I mean, this could be their best one because Chandler, after Monica tells her story about the toe, and she brings, you know, to the hospital, she brought a piece of the carrot, so Chandler never gets his toe back, and Chandler kind of storms off, and then Monica feels bad, and so she puts a turkey on the head and dances, you know, to him, and then what does Chandler say? Oh my gosh, I love you.
He says, yeah.
Like, what?
He says, you look so great. I love you. Like, just so randomly,
nonchalant. And then it's funny that the way that Monica reacts, because she's like, you said you love me.
with the turkey head. And then and then you hear, you know, Joey scared for his life when he sees the turkey's head and he like runs off.
Oh my gosh. And to put a cherry on top of the turkey head meme, the iconic turkey head thing, Courtney Cox this past November 2020 put an actual turkey head on her head on Instagram because she posted that she's sick of seeing the meme, but then she does it herself. And she did the real one because I've seen the one that they've used in this episode. It's a rubber one. So it's like a mask. So when I went to the one with all Thanksgivings for the Warner Brothers tour, it was a big Thanksgiving meal inspired by Friends, and so they had a display with the actual table that they use and then this turkey head. So to put a real one on your head like Courtney Cox, and she has behind the scenes video of it on her Instagram, is hilarious. So you must check that out on Courtney's Instagram. Scroll through, find it. This is where it came from.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious. And I was looking, they even talked about, you know, how they had to use a fake turkey for insurance purposes and like health reasons. So I thought it was funny that they say that.
Because Courtney puts on like a bag over her head in order to put the real turkey on her head. And then she has to put a towel over it too, because there's some bones inside the turkey that are gross. So, I mean, when you're shooting there for so many hours, you know, like even, you know, they shot this one a little differently, but when they're shooting there for a certain number of hours, you can't just have a raw turkey out. You know, it's gross.
Yeah. So talking about shooting this episode, so according to Marta Kaufman, she said, you know, the scenes were shot in advance. They took probably 3 to 4 hours per scene shooting this whole episode, and they completed it in 2 days.
Which is rare, because usually they shoot, you know, an episode in front of a live audience all in one day. So for them to do these like separate flashback scenes, because it kind of ruins the continuity of the live audience that they're shooting in front of, because it goes back and forth. So you can't just like, you know, go run over to a different set and do the flashback scene. No, you have to like properly shoot it. And so I thought that was interesting that took 2 whole days to do this.
Yeah, and I think they were scared that, you know, people weren't going to understand it, but I think they weaved it in nicely. Like, I think it all made sense, and I really liked this episode. I'm really liking season 5 so far.
Yeah, and Kevin S. Bright also said this about, because speaking of weaving in and out and piecing it together, Kevin S. Bright said it brought together the past of Monica being rejected by Chandler, then Chandler in a way being rejected by Monica. And they come back to a relationship in the future, and they're all rooting for them. So I like that it did that, you know, with the time, you know, you see them and then you see them again, and then it brings it back to the future. So I like that they intentionally did that.
Yeah. I really like that too. I thought it was a great episode, and you know, I really liked too how Chandler and Ross, in one of the second flashback scene, they want to test out their fake IDs, and Ross is Clifford Alvarez.
Yeah, and Rolling Tang.
I wonder if those were like names. Yeah, I wonder if his names those actually were, because sometimes you hear that people put in family members or different names. I wonder if that was like, you know, really want to, you know, if that was a real name that they used.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a fake name? My fake name is Monica.
I don't have a fake name. No.
Monica, I don't know. I have to think of like a Latina last name because it's like Monica, I don't know, Alvarez or something.
Wait, that's close why enough. Do you have a fake name in the first place?
Oh, because for people that I didn't want them to know my name. Like, and when you're in your 20s and going out to the bar, it's like, oh, this weird guy that's giving you a vibe, you know, and he comes up, what's your name? I go, Monica.
And then what if you ended up liking them? You would switch your name?
I would tell them.
That's funny. That's this really
never really worked out, you know what I mean? Like, I'm still single, but in a sense of, like, I never really, like, pursued anybody that I gave my fake name to.
Yeah, so really quickly, like, there was different inspirations for this episode. So mm-hmm. the inspiration for Phoebe's character, squirting blood everywhere, was Dan Aykroyd's Julia Child sketch on Saturday Night Live. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either, so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, but in this particular sketch, Julia Child accidentally cuts her finger, causing blood to spurt everywhere. The turkey that is stuck on Joey's head is referring to Act 4 in Merry Christmas, Mr. Bean from Mr. Bean. Mm. Never seen that either.
Yeah, same.
As you mentioned, Miami Vice played a popular role in this show. And the music in Chandler's Accident was The Murder from Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho.
Yes, I knew that one. Because yeah. That's iconic in all horror stories. So
yeah, I was reading that they were going to show the footage of the knife actually falling, but David mm-hmm. Crane thought it was too graphic, so they decided to do this instead, add the music for effect.
Yeah, I saw that too. But yeah, chock full of information for this episode.
Totally.
I loved it. It ranks high on all the, when people rank the Thanksgiving episodes, this one ranks really high. So I love this episode.
Yeah. Well. My favorite part was just the rubbing macaroni, Monica, and, you know, the whole train to get Chandler. My favorite part. Okay. And the whole I love you thing.
Oh, it's so cute. So coming up with the next episode, Friends with Friends, Ross gets really upset over a Thanksgiving sandwich.
Yeah.
Friends, give us 5-star ratings, leave nice comments.
And follow us on Instagram @Friends with Friends Podcast. Until next time.
Bye. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.